Chapter 46. So Israel took his journey with all that he had and came to Beersheba and offered sacrifices to the Elohim's father Yitzhak. And Elohim spoke to Israel in the visions of the night and said, Yaakov, Yaakov. And he said, Here I am. And he said, I am El, the Elohim of your father. Do not fear to go down to Mitzrayim, for I will make of you a great nation there. I will go down with you to Mitzrayim, and I will also surely bring you up again, and Yosef's own hand will close your eyes. And Yaakov arose from Beersheba, and the sons of Israel carried their father Yaakov, their little ones and their wives, in the carts which Pharaoh had sent to carry him. And they took their livestock and their goods, which they had acquired in the land of Canaan, and went to Mitzrayim, Yaakov and all his descendants with him, his sons and his sons' sons, his daughters and his sons' daughters, and all his descendants he brought with him to Mitzrayim. Now these are the names of the children of Israel who went to Mitzrayim, Yaakov and his sons, Reuben, Yaakov's Bechor, the sons of Reuben, Hanuch, Pallu, Chetzron, and Carmi, the sons of Shimon, Yemuel, Yamin, Ohad, Yakin, Zohar, and Shaul, the son of a Canaanite woman, the sons of Levi, Gershon, Kohath, and Merari, the sons of Yehudah, Onan, Shelach, Pharatz, and Zerach. But and Onan died in the land of Canaan, and the sons of Pharatz were Hetzron and Hamul, the sons of Yisachar, Tola, Puva, Yov, and Shimron, the sons of Zebulun, Sered, Elon, and Yahalel. These were the sons of Leah, which she bore to Yaakov in Padan Aram, with his daughter Dinah. All the persons of his sons and his daughters were 33. The sons of God, Ziphion, Hagi, Shuni, Etzvon, Eri, Arodi, and Arili. The sons of Asher, Yimna, Ishua, Isui, Beriah, and Sira, their sister, and the sons of Beriah, Chavor, and Malchiel. These were the sons of Zilpha, whom Laban gave to Leah, his daughter, and these she bore to Yaakov, 16 persons. The sons of Rachel, Yaakov's wife, Yosef and Benjamin. And to Yosef in the land of Mitzrayim were born Manasseh and Ephraim, who Asenath, the daughter of Potipharah, Kohen of On, bore to him. The sons of Benjamin, Bela, Bakar, Ashvel, Gera, Naaman, Ehi, Rosh, Mupim, Hupim, and Ard. These were the sons of Rachel, who were born to Yaakov, 14 persons in all. The sons of Dan, Hushim, and the sons of Naphtali, Yahaziel, Guni, Yetzer, and Shilim. These were the sons of Bilhah, who Laban gave to Rachel, his daughter, and she bore these to Yaakov, 7 persons in all. All the persons who went with Yaakov to Mitzrayim, who came from his body, beside Yaakov's sons' wives, were 66 persons in all. And the sons of Yosef, who were born to him in Mitzrayim, were 2 persons. All the persons of the house of Yaakov, who went to Mitzrayim, were 70. Then he sent Yehudah before him to Yosef, to point out before him the way to Goshen, and they came to the land of Goshen. And Yosef made ready his chariot and went up to Goshen to meet his father Israel. And he presented himself to him and fell on his neck and wept on his neck a good while. And Israel said to Yosef, Now let me die, since I have seen your face, because you are still alive. And Yosef said to his brothers and to his father's household, I will go up and tell Pharaoh and say to him, My brothers and those of my father's house who were in the land of Canaan have come to me, and the men are shepherds, for their occupation has been to feed livestock, and they have brought their flocks, their herds, and all that they have. So it shall be, when Pharaoh calls you and says, What is your occupation? That you shall say, Your servant's occupation has been with livestock from our youth even till now, both we and also our fathers, that you may dwell in the land of Goshen, for every shepherd is ritually unclean to the Mitzrayim.